And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. What the hell is Joe doing? I don't even know what Joe's doing.
At first, it sounded like he was eating, but now it sounds like he's eating, Frosted Flakes or something.
Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you off-roading? I don't even know what the hell that was.
Hold on.
All right, I'll hold on, Joe. Anyway, on the break, that was McClinton.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I was on speaker.
Oh, maybe that's what the echo was.
Oh.
That's what it was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. You screwed up the whole thing. Good for you. Anyway, all right.
Sorry, I'm trying to drive on a Frog's Neck Bridge right now. I'm a little.
In a snowstorm. Yeah, we'll give you a little rope there.
No sympathy. So, that was McClinton. Empty Silhouettes on the bridge.
No way, that was? Because we were trying to figure out who it sounded like. And Lisa agreed with me it sounded sort of Metallica-ish at the vocals.
So you liked it?
Yeah, when I heard of it, yeah.
That's good. Good tune. Joe, are you with the band for that? I know you're the inspiration.
Yeah, Empty Silhouettes is like the back of the T-shirt because there's a revolving door of people he screws over.
Well, there's that.
Nice.
There's that take of it. All right, anyway.
Nice.
That's the take most of us have.
All right, well, I'm not delving into bands that Joe was once in. We don't have that type of time tonight, Joe. All right, so let's do a little. Should we do a little comics in the news?
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
And now it's time for comics in the news.
Okay, so this past weekend, Saturday Night Live did a parody of a Super Bowl commercial. During the Super Bowl commercial. It's a car commercial, actually. They show the dad raising the daughter and everything, being there for the daughter for various landmarks in her lifetime and everything. Don't know if he coached softball, so who knows. But so the final thing is he drops his daughter off to join the U.S. Army.
Right.
And, she goes to the airport. She looks back. Very touching. Very nice. A lot of tearjerker. I don't really remember that Super Bowl ad. I only remember, the suicide ads and the kids dying ads. I mean, that's really what I focused on.
Those are the ones that appeal to you.
Yes. Those are my faves. So I missed the emotional... emotional ad that this car commercial was.
I didn't see those. Were there any boiling baby ads? I could have really gotten behind that.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, good.
Good. Good. You can coach. Anyway.
I'm in.
Brock! Anyway. Speaking of, mine's not home. I hope she's okay.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, it's bad out there.
Yeah, right. We got all the phones used up, and she's trying to call because she's in a ditch.
She got my cell phone. She's all right. She's all right. So this past weekend, Saturday Night Live did a parody of this commercial. Their version of the commercial is very emotional, heartstring. Dad drives his daughter... like in the car commercial, but instead of dropping off the daughter to join the U.S. Army, he's dropping off the daughter to join ISIS.
Oh, my God.
You're already laughing. and I think, the take out of it is, the dad goes, take care of her or something, and one of the ISIS guys looks right into the camera and goes, death to America. And then they peel out, in the back of their pickup truck, their ISIS mobile, and they're shooting their rifles up in the air.
Great.
I found the commercial, the sketch funny. Joe, I know you saw it. What'd you think?
It's brilliant. It's one of the best things Saturday Night Live has ever written. It's brilliant. It's current. I think it was phenomenal.
Well.
I didn't see the actual commercial, but your explanation of it is hilarious.
Yeah, Pip, just rely on us to describe everything for
you.
Yeah,
no problem.
You'll be fine. Get here whenever you want. Do as much show prep as you need to do.
Oh, yeah. That's all right by me.
You're a special snowflake, aren't you? Show up, don't show up, take a week off, walk in late the next week. You're Pip Helix, baby.
So far, so good.
Things are happening. She's Pip Helix, baby. The demands.
I'm waiting for you to get to the point I don't agree with.
I know. You're right on board. I'll handle all the tech. Don't you worry, Pip.
Okay.
I got it all.
Thank you.
You're
Can Donnie come back and do the chat? I'm tired.
Paging Diva Donnie. You haven't done enough crap for this show the past couple of days.
Yeah, right?
Pip's fingers are tired.
I'm tired.
So anyway, so Joe and I are in agreement that it was a very funny sketch.
Yes.
There is the other part of the populace that has seen the sketch. They are outraged.
Woo!
ISIS is not something to make fun of.
Bagok!
Bagok! Now, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
We've seen this with rape. We've seen this with, you know, cancer.
Yeah.
Whatever. We've seen it with various topics before. So this isn't really that unusual.
I'm just not really understanding what is the problem with it, particularly.
Well, I put it out on the Davinson Facebook page and my own personal Facebook page, and I really didn't weigh in on this particular topic, although if you listen to this show, like last week, when we loved when Joe's soon-to-be ex wished that he would be captured by ISIS, thought that was brilliant. We think Joe's soon-to-be ex is writing some of the most current jokes, too.
I know. Yeah. Good material.
Yeah, it's true.
And Joe had a very witty comeback when he goes, it would be refreshing. I welcome it.
You can use some break.
Some witty
repartee. Do I get a cage, fellas? You know?
Funny.
Some witty repartee in the Curry household.
Yeah. That's what passes for detente.
Sure. They're talking, at least.
Maybe they shouldn't.
So I put it on my Facebook page. I put it on the Davin's End Facebook page. I did not say where I weighed in on that.
Right.
But I said, should ISIS be off limits for humor?
Right.
Now, keep in mind, friends slash fans of me personally, mm-hmm. and friends slash fans of our show are a little darker.
Yeah, we attract dark sided.
It's a little bit more twisted. Plus, we also have a lot of comedic friends. You know, and a lot of comedians. Well, not every comedian. I lost it. Well, you know, we'll get into that, too. But, nice snort. Anyway.
Nice. Wasn't me for a change. No. I'm refreshing.
I don't know what that was. I was taking an air, stupid lungs. Damn it, you're pink. Anyway. So, there was one or two people that said ISIS should not be, is not a topic for humor. It's too serious, too revolting, too disgusting.
Too soon?
Yeah, I guess. And then there's a lot of other people who said, no, of course. And, you know, a lot of comics' take on that is, well, if you're going to do it, and it's my take, too, if you're going to do it, it better be funny.
Right.
You can't hold back on an ISIS joke. You got to go for your, you know.
Go.
Exactly.
Go all the way.
And if you make fun of, if you're offended by that ISIS bit, you let them win, because that's what they want. They want you to be scared of them. A lot of humor is taking the sting out of something. And also, I was reading an article. I'd be happy to read some excerpts of one, holding onto the steering wheel for dear life.
Yes, now would be a good time for you, Joe, to look through your files and read.
Yeah, I'm merging out to the expressway. But the thing about it is that a lot. It takes a lot of the humor in it takes a lot of. It shows how silly radical religion is.
Well, and it
puts a spotlight.
Oh, well, I agree. I agree with that. I agree with that. But the converse is, well, people have died,
right?
And they've died horrifically. I'll give you a personal example of how a comic reacted. Remember a couple years ago, the Boston bombing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before there was any casualties announced, because he said people were injured at first.
Right.
I had I put a couple of, right as soon as it's going on, I'm putting on Facebook. I got the jokes, kids.
I know.
You know, I you got to remember, I'm on the phone during 9/11 as it's happening. Look at the towers go down, and my Pakistani comic friend is cracking jokes. So,
oh my god!
But that's what comics do.
Yes.
So anywhere, I posted some stuff.
That's how we cope.
Yes, yes, yes. So I posted some stuff, and this Long Island comic who Joe knows, who I can't write and pass the name to because he's in a car. immediately, people are going to die, blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't make fun of that. I have friends there. So because it hits close to you, nobody's allowed to talk about it. You know, we address this in our act. Yes, somebody's weighing in. I know that motion from you.
You do know that. Oh, okay. This is the hello.
I prefer the jerk off motion. It's a happier time, but you know.
Well, I do it differently than you. But anyway, yes, caller. Oh, that's right. That's Joe. No, in the chat, Tom says ISIS itself is not funny, but jokes about it can be funny. You have to be able to attempt to make the joke. You have to be able to attempt to make the joke.
I agree. So does the three of us agree that ISIS is off limits? Is not off limits?
Yes.
No. And also the thing about people saying, "Well, people have died." You've got to when you're making something totally farce and making something look foolish, as is done in ISIS in that bit. You've got to remember Hogan's Heroes was a show about, you know, POWs and Nazis. The producers was about a play about springtime for Hitler that was to be made friendly. And this is about a certain period of time where millions of people were killed. You know, so it's the same thing. You're taking something that is scary, and when you put humor against it, you kind of take the sting out of it.
Yeah, and also as a culture, we have devolved into an area where we are definitely too afraid of offending anyone. So the PC police are out saying, oh, you can't joke about that. You know what? If it was a time before this, you know, a couple of decades where we feel hamstrung by that, we would have been making all kinds of dark-sided jokes. There would be 9/11 humor. You know, I don't know if it's too soon for that for some people, but if it was, if I don't know what the joke is, but if you really nailed it.
Right, but the thing about the premise of the bit is that a lot of teenage girls are being recruited by ISIS.
Yes.
And that was the crux of the joke.
Well, teenage boys, too. Let's be honest. ISIS is more successful at getting more new talent than the New York Mets, all right? Snuck that in. Is that a funny ISIS joke? Bam! It's not even apropos. The Mets actually have a lot of good young talent. But it doesn't matter. You go for the joke.
Go for it.
The joke fails because not because of the ISIS aspect, but because the Mets might actually be decent with young talent. But still, you go for the joke.
Yeah, they have good recruiting.
Yeah, right. And it's, you know, and like I said, it was based on that. And it's a concern that they're recruiting these girls. But, you know, but they're making light of it. It was brilliant the way they melded it with the commercial. I mean, as a comic, I think it was brilliant. And to tell you the truth, I'm not offended by it. A lot of controversial things are usually made light of. It's always been that way.
Sure.
You know, and if you're sitting there worried that, you know, oh, well, you know, it's an ISIS joke and stuff like that, you've let the terrorists win. If anything you're saying is hindering you because of that, you let them win. They won.
Right.
Well, I, on my Facebook page, have put ISIS jokes.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they are. I just put them up on Facebook. And I remember doing some during the Super Bowl, during my Super Bowl live. But, yeah, I mean, to me, nothing is off limits. Joe, have you tried ISIS jokes?
No, not really. But I haven't tried. You know, the reason I haven't done it is not because I'm afraid of how it would go. There wasn't a certain situation where I felt like, you know, writing something and then, you know, selling it and having a passionate point on it. Like I said, let's say I had a joke and I said, yeah, you know, ISIS is recruiting all these girls and, you know, boy, I wish I could recruit girls like that. The joke stinks, but the premise is there about recruiting girls. They took the whole thing, which has been a concern, that ISIS is recruiting girls, and they had this brilliant meld to do it with that commercial during the Super Bowl. It's based on ISIS recruiting girls and pointing out and making, you know, fun how silly it is. Sorry, it's funny. It's topical, you know, and if you're offended, get your skirt off.
Well, that's probably – well, if you're being recruited by ISIS, I don't think it's get your skirt off. It's probably wear a longer skirt, Joe.
Wear your headdress. Put your headdress on.
True.
And cover your face. I can almost see your eyes. We don't like that.
Oh, no, we do like it.
I remember when you wrote the comment, and, you know, when do you think it's not, you know, good to make a joke about ISIS? And I wrote, when you're getting an orange suit put on you. But
well, so then Joe actually made an ISIS joke. So you've attempted.
Yeah,
it was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tom and
you tease that. Everybody knows ISIS is horrible and it's a horrible situation.
Yes.
It's also a frustrating situation with them because it boils down to they're doing all this atrocities. Well, we got to go get them. Well, we got to go find them. You know, I mean, it's a tricky situation, and you laugh at things that frustrate you. You laugh at things that scare you. It's the basic element of comedy.
Right.
You know, and the way they did it was brilliant. So for you sit there and go, you know, I don't think that was appropriate. Bullshit. It was plenty appropriate.
Yeah, yeah, and you're taking down the big bad wolf by making fun
right.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I remember a lot of Bugs Bunny cartoons. This is going back a ways, but they used to have Bugs Bunny cartoons around the time of World War II, and there were all kinds of. I mean, there were very racist ones, but you know, there were.
Go on.
there were cartoons of about Hitler, and they made him look ridiculous. There were cartoons about the Japanese, and of course, they
about Hitler.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let me see if we happen to have one of those.
You think so?
I know we do somewhere. I just got to find it. Keep talking. I'll find
it. Okay. So you have those kind of, you know, taking down the big bad guy. Also, Trucker Tom said in the chat, I guarantee if Otto Peterson was still with us, he'd already have 10 minutes on ISIS.
Man, see, I disagree with Trucker Tom.
Oh, wait. But he says, and it would kill. No pun intended. So there's Tom with his own ISIS joke.
I worked with Otto right before. He doesn't really write that much anymore. But anyway, okay.
He said if he was still with us.
I know, but I'm saying when he was with us.
Yeah. But I think the point is not how much he wrote. The point is how sick of an individual he was. And
well,
he would have gone
love,
there.
I mean, he had a great Kennedy joke. John F. Kennedy, like his head would blow. The George the puppet's head would blow off. John F. came rock, rock, boom. His head blows off.
When he used to flip that skull backwards, people would be so mortified. It was fucking funny.
Doc Allen did something similar without JFK, but with his toupee. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, Pip was bringing up old-timey cartoons about Hitler. We happen to have one.
No. But that's the thing. That's like even back then saying, you know, there's a world war going on. You shouldn't be doing that. I mean, cut it out.
You just, yeah. Joe, unfortunately, you could not hear Donald Duck's version of Heil Hitler.
No, I didn't. No, I quit. I can't hear the playback.
He's heard it.
I know that joke because you're not here. I understand.
He's heard it. He knows that one by heart.
So, is there any subject matter you would not attempt a joke on, Joe?
No, there's not. But I have to deem. You know, I have to. You know, feel that I have enough of a voice on the subject to do it. You know, it depends on the subject. I mean, if it could be anything, I just have to have a feeling of conviction to do the joke and have a point of view on it. That's the whole criteria of it. No, there's nothing off limits, but there is a criteria of when you do decide to do something on it.
For me, there is no limit to what I will attempt.
Right.
That being said, I've never been able to figure out personally, although others have attempted, to make dead babies funny, for instance.
Mm.
And, you know, those are like, oh, dead baby jokes. And I have not really been able to make cancer funny. And it's not because I'm sitting there go, well, that's off limits. How could I? I just haven't had a way, not that I think about it. I need a good cancer joke. You know, we need
that's what's missing in my repertoire.
I need some stage 4 lymphoma. That's what I need. I need some jokes about people wasting away. That's what I need. That's what I need. No, I don't have any jokes like that because I've never sat down to write those jokes.
Right.
And I never made, it's never come in my head how I could tackle that topic and make it funny.
Well, people,
you want to know something, and you're going to think I'm going for the joke here, being mean. You'd have to experience on that, you know, with the dead baby, tough. But on a cancer thing, I think it's something that you would have to experience yourself or go through it with somebody and make light of the situation.
I was just
that's
about to say that.
The only way to do that,
yeah.
In my opinion. I mean, I'm not speaking for every comic, but me personally.
There are comics who certainly can tackle pain. Chris Titus, I don't know if he's tackled these things, but Christopher Titus is a comic who's had a lot of personal struggles and everything, and he's able to bring it to the forefront and make it funny. I mean, that's a real craftsman to take something that hard and painful that's going to hit people in that way and bring them into your world and you enter their world and make it funny. I just haven't.
Yeah.
It's not because there's a decision that there's a topic I'm not going to handle. I haven't experienced it.
Right.
So I don't know how to approach it. So it kind of speaks to what Joe says. I'm not in it. You know what? God forbid. Yeah, but you know what? I do know a comic, Josh, up in Toronto. He's going through cancer right now, and he just wrote a book, The Funny Thing About Cancer, that he's putting out in clinics and everything. So if you do go through it, you can make it funny, like you guys said and everything.
Yeah.
So the topic's not the topic is not off limits. I think you just have to
right,
be able
right.
to...
And like I said, you brought up a good point. I mean, if he wrote the book, you know, if she didn't have cancer, that would be an atrocious, horrid book. But the fact is that he did, and it was experience. I mean, it's a book that you would read, and, you know, you would laugh. Because it's something he's making light of that. He's telling you it's okay to laugh at that. You know, because I went through it, it's okay to laugh. Where if he didn't write the book and he was just goofing on cancer, you know, what are you doing, dude, you know?
See, yeah. my personal, I can't even really, I was going to say, my personal rule on these topics is, well, you don't make fun of the victim. But you know what? I do got jokes, like some of the Nazi jokes. I mean, you know. They're not good. All right, so my rule is, I got to walk back from that now that I think about my stupid act, although I haven't done a lot of Nazi jokes lately. But my rule is, if you're going to tackle something that is so shocking, so sensitive, the joke has to be that funny. It can't be a ha 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 ha.
No.
If you're gonna risk pissing people off to that limit and pushing buttons, that joke has got to be, for lack of a better word, a killer joke. Joe?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you really have to sit and think about it and decide how you're going to do the framework of the joke, how you're going to phrase it. Like I said, Saturday Night Live did a great job with it, because basically the framework is, number one topic, all right, ISIS is recruiting teenage girls, and they're going. And it's, you know, it's just the whole premise of teenage girls going to ISIS.
Well, Joe, I got to stop you on that. You keep on saying teenage girls. They're it's teenage boys, too. They're not gender specific. Sure, they have a specific role for the girls.
But hear me out. The news is steering it towards teenage girls. Okay,
yes.
They could be teenage boys, but basically the news is. And you're right. If they're doing that, but the news kind of likes to slant stuff to get the story out there, to get people interested, and it has been slanted to teenage girls.
Well, I think that's because
like, what are the ISIS or One Direction? You know, I mean. So for that thing, it's kind of, you think that way. Now they're basing the joke around that silly premise, teenage girls, really? And they're building a joke brilliantly around that car commercial. You know, so you're taking it, you're showing the point of view on how silly something seems for a horrible organization. And, you're goofing on it, you know?
So Joe,
I did a very good job with that.
If I see a bunch of people in turbans at a Little League game scouting 10-year-old girls, I should not assume that they are coaches looking for the draft. I should assume that they're ISIS looking to draft them to a different type of game.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. If one of them shows up in a vest, make sure it's chilly. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's what we said. You know, you really got to make sure the joke hits home and is really funny before you throw it out there. Thank you for giving us that example, Joe.
Laughing.
Yeah, she's laughing at your fail and me attacking you. She had a look like PU when you unwrapped that one.
Sorry, Joe.
Joe, do we need to get that comic that you work with to analyze that joke for you?
Oh no.
Just make a passing comment. It's offensive.
Lisa
yeah,
liked
well,
it.
You know what? I'm sorry. I always pick the LIE on a rainy, shitty night to workshop stuff.
Wrong room for you.
A joke could get booked on the LIE.
Actually, Lisa liked it.
Lisa liked the joke. All right, there you go. All right, Joe. So you got one. Good for you, pal.
Tom did not.
Oh, wow. Wow. Tom turned on you.
I know. I'm surprised. It's boo with lots of exclamation marks.
You know, Tom's not as dark as he used to be back in the day.
No, I know. He's getting a soft underbelly now that you're not going to be trucking Tom anymore.
I think it's his boo. I
think so, too.
I think ever since Tom found a heartthrob, somebody to spend some time with when he's not in the truck, I think he's a softer, gentler trucker, Tom.
I know.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
The original trucker Tom, cruising the interstates, jerking off in various pilots throughout the nation. Would have loved that Joe Curry joke. No. And much, much more.
I think Tom has gone into another part of his life where he's found somebody to butter that dark toast.
He wants a more mature Davin's Den, a more refined. He doesn't
more refined. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen.
He turns up his trucker Tom nose at you with your ISIS and your vest, Joe. Come on, Joe Curry, you can do better. But no, trucker Tom, he can't. See, Joe, I got you back.
No, something. I'd rather be told that people don't like the joke because it stank them than people got offended by it.
Yeah, that joke. Yeah. I'm not offended by it.
No.
I'm offended that the joke wasn't funny, but I'm not offended at the subject matter.
I'm pissed the joke wasn't funny. I thought it was good. I threw it. I thought it was going to go.
Listen, anyway, Lisa liked the joke. You know what? I recommend you workshop it. I definitely think you should start doing it at some of your shows, Joe.
Maybe try workshopping it on a different highway.
Why don't you go on the northern state and try it there?
There you go.
Try something.
You just see Joe go to like Route 80, Interstate 80, yeah, right. The Parkway.
The northern state is a much nicer room.
Joe pulls over in like rest areas, works out in the parking lot.
Can you see TV at the Topols. They wear a vest. They blow up. There's all kid on the thing. No, not the time.
People are honking. Joe's trying to explain the joke to the toll booth taker.
Trying to explain the joke. Oh, you know, it's not too easy pass if you're in a hurry.
All of a sudden,
they wear the vest and they go, you know.
All of a sudden, he gets pulled over by Homeland Security.
You know, Joe, I think the joke can work. It's going to need a prop. I think you're going to need to wear the vest on stage or in the car, as the case may be.
I love it when you take a bomb joke and we're going to try to fix. No, we're not. It's like I just thought I did that Guido set with the band. Will we do it again? No, there's no again.
Joe, if there was no fixing your bomb jokes, you'd only have 7 or 8 minutes. We have to fix them, Joe. Your act is like a Hezbollah bomb lab. Sure, sometimes they're going to explode while you're working on them, but you keep on working, Joe.
You find another cell.
Yes, Joe, you find another cell. And in Joe's case, as we've established, it means a highway.
Tom was offended that we thought he was being too warm and smushy inside. He said, oh, I'm sorry. I'll go back to the dark side. Get AIDS!
Yes! Yes, Tom!
You know what's funny? I just throw one joke in the car, and a rousy story, and you're treating it like I just presented my Fallon set. You
know? No, Joe. If that was your Fallon set, we just would like kind of look at you and like look down and try to walk away so we wouldn't have to address it.
No, you wouldn't. You would have told me it was fucking gold and watched me bomb on national TV.
No.
Oh, that would be awesome. Again, your screw-ups go viral, helps the show.
Yeah. Picture. I would open up with that stupid and then give Jimmy a wink.
Yes, Joe. Look at Joe constructing a Fallon set.
I like that. Picture me and Davin sitting on the couch watching this, eating popcorn, going, oh, this shit's going to blow up. Ha ha.
I like your version of it. We don't give a shit about Joe. We don't go for the free tickets. We sit on our own stupid couches, and maybe we probably don't even watch it. We DVR it or watch it on YouTube the next day. That's how much, in Pip's head, we don't give a shit about you, Joe.
But we got together to watch it. I thought that was a
together.
Big step up.
We got together.
Oh, I could just see you and Pip on the couch eating popcorn. And ladies and gentlemen, very first, Joe Curry! And then you just look at each other and go, what stupid embarrass himself in front of the whole country.
And we'd be right. I tell Joe, it doesn't work on the LIE. It's not going to work in Manhattan on the Fallon show. He doesn't listen.
No, he doesn't listen.
And yes, Trucker Tom, we like the darker AIDS wishing Trucker Tom. We love warm and gentle and cuddly Trucker Tom, too.
Well, you know, Tom still is displaying his soft side for Joe. He goes, fuck it, I'll go, Joe.
And now the old Trucker Tom would go just to run Joe over with the truck.
Oh, yeah. He would have been out in the alley. Rum, 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 rum.
Well, you know, it just proves to show if you have steady tang, it softens you up.
I think it does.
Tang takes the edge off, and I'm not talking about the type that the astronauts drink.
Mr. Helix used to be a Hell's Angel.
Yes.
Before he met me.
Yes. But you got that sweet, sweet tang.
Now he's cuddly little bunny.
Sweet, sweet Helix tang, which is actually what she's going to be giving away on the alternate universe contest.
My tang?
Pip will be giving away her tang.
You better be talking about some granulated orange shit you mix with water.
Yeah, your tang.
Oh, okay, yes.
And I'm looking at your hair color. It seems about right.
That's how I do it. Don't tell everybody.
I don't know
secrets.
How granulated it is. I'll have to ask Mr. Helix.
I like the way you explain orange chicken mixed with water. I wonder if that was like the first. What are we going to call this stuff? I say orange chicken mixed with water. Well, we were thinking kind of tang.
Either one.
that's the generic brand, the generic tray, you know, like next to the tang, you know, Stop and Shop. Orange tray, you mentioned.
That's right.
I have a coupon. It's fine.
Yeah. Tastes like the real stuff. Let me tell you something. Scums off the same assembly line and make this stuff.
All right. Shall we take our final break of the evening?
May contain, may have been processed with peanuts. Nuts.
Yeah, you see, if you
I
just
would
have...
I tried, I said peanuts, I meant nuts.
I know, if you just would have said yes...
I know.
You could have saved yourself the embarrassment.
Yeah, Joe, get out of the way, I gotta get in the barrel.
Terrible.
I know.
We're here. Pip, get close. Shooting you. Terrible. Joe, you're missing all my new sound effects.
I see that. So I guess you wound up getting some new sound effects with the new unit?
Yeah, and I unloaded some of the other ones. Where is that one? Here.
Tom said, oh, God, he's got a soundboard.
I know. 3 damn years over 200 shows and stupid is discovering a soundboard now.
He's like, oh, look, a special effects CD. Whee!
Right, let's see. Here's how that joke went. That's what that
was. Yes, it actually did.
All right. Well, we're going to take our final break. We'll be back in.